Well, it's a late step, but for us, I think the most important thing is, as we indicated earlier, is the two questions of the how and the what. How have they been declassified and what has been declassified? So in our humble view, I think we prefer to wait and see what documents are declassified and how they have been declassified. We will obviously subject them to a bit of analysis, and then we should have some comments to make at the end of the day after we have seen what is classified and how it has been declassified. I also believe that institutions like French justice also has some use for them in the pursuit of Rwandan and French individuals and institutions suspected of masterminding, financing, and actually participating in the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi. So we could actually all have an interest in having these documents in total. So earlier we had indicated that we can only hope that the declassification will be total.
Your government has in the past said that some in the French government had a role to play in the 1994 genocide. Will the government comment based on the declassification, and if you subject it to thorough analysis, will your government have a response to this?
We have always said this between from around 1993-94. We have always said that there are people who should be investigated for their role in the genocide, and there is sizable evidence in documentation, in pictures, in agreements, and different things that we have. But it was not based on declassification of these documents. We were not advised when they would be declassified. We just hope that the declassification will add to the stock of evidence that is available and help in the pursuit of justice.
Well, Mr. Johnston, it's not clear whether the declassification will be wholesale or in phases. Have you heard about any possible procedure by which the French government will release this dossier or make it public?
No, we have not. We have asked our diplomatic representatives in Paris to find out, but we do not have any official communication on the question of how the declassification will happen. What we read in the media is that it will be in phases or in portions, but what kind of portions, where do they come from, how long are they, what period do they cover, we do not have any information as of now.
Some people have expressed concern about the relationship between Paris and Kigali over the issue of the 1994 genocide accusations and counter-accusations from both governments. Will this declassification have any impact at all, possibly, in the anticipated relationship between the two nations?
Well, I do believe that the best relationship is the relationship built on the truth, and built on justice, and built on a sense of accountability. And it doesn't matter that this information that will be classified is from Paris, and it might produce information that would make people, some individuals in Paris, accountable. To me, it shouldn't matter. I think the important point to make is that we need to build a relationship going forward, and we need to build it on the basis of truth. And some of this information might be a serious contribution to this truth and justice.
I think you might have heard about the FDLR killing about 10 more people in neighboring Congo recently. Your president has expressed concern about the lack of commitment by the UN to flush these rebels out. What is your reaction to this latest round of atrocities orchestrated and carried out by this FDLR group in your neighboring country, Congo DRC?
I'm not so sure that I'm really competent to comment on this from a justice point of view. They should be held accountable. Nobody should do this and get away with it. But the story of FDLR is bigger than a justice story. It's an ideological story. It is a group held there. 10 more people is nothing compared to what FDLR has done between 1994 when it was here and when it relocated to Congo and continued carrying out these kinds of atrocities. So 10 more people is nothing compared to what they have done. And in my view, they will continue to do this as long as the international community is yet to flush them out. So the whole point about flushing out FDLR should be an international issue, and we all need to see it that way.